USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elon Musk will be the new owner of Twitter after the social media company accepted the Tesla CEO's bid. Musk will pay more than $40 billion to acquire the platform. The social media giant will also go private when the deal is finalized. As far as what this means for everyone with a Twitter account, New York Times technology correspondent Mike Isaac tells MSNBC,
I think his stress on, you know, free speech is his main sort of purpose of this. And to be clear, he has said he doesn't care about the advertising. He doesn't care about the financials of this. It's basically an ideological reason for him taking over this company.
House Republicans, led by House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, are getting a briefing from law enforcement officials on the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The tunnel fire in Arizona has burned through residential areas and is only about 3% contained. In a neighborhood outside Flagstaff, Arizona, one man tells Fox News the fire destroyed his Vietnam medals and uniform along with his home.
That life is like a roller coaster. It goes up and it goes down. You have good times and you have bad times.
He says he lived in that home for about 30 years. His neighbors say they are helping him to resettle after losing many of his possessions. The Axiom 1 crew is back on Earth after splashing down off the coast of Florida Monday. The Dragonwater Endeavor capsule undocked from the ISS last night. Weather issues at the landing site delayed the return of the all-private crew last week. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Monday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 238 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to strengthen control on the southern border and keep Title 42 in place. Title 42 is a pandemic authority that lets border agents remove illegal immigrants over public health concerns and was put in place by former President Donald Trump. Montana AG Austin Knudsen says that the seizure of fentanyl is already a huge problem in his state, and he's worried it will get worse if Title 42 expires.
They're going to surge in. We're going to see an even larger increase in drugs, in crime, and in deaths, unfortunately.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Republicans have argued that the opioid crisis is a public health concern that should prevent Title 42 from expiring. Around 5,000 nurses are striking in California for better wages and working conditions in their next contract with the Stanford and Packard Children's Hospitals. Nurse Colleen Borges says for excellent patient care to happen, hospitals need to prioritize nurses' working environment.
The nurses are out here so we can secure a fair contract, so we can be recognized for the value that we bring to Stanford and Packard Children's Hospital.
The Powerball jackpot for tonight's drawing is $421 million. The cash value of that is $252 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.